Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
All right, Clint. Dana Brown got out to talking again.
Did he? That's always hey, man. Entertaining.
Hey, Dana Brown is becoming my favorite. Just my
sound
favorite.
Hey, what, sound
yeah,
bite, huh?
What's he going to say? What's DB about to say?
I mean, He's making a name for himself.
Oh, quickly, baby. He said he just kept it real on Ryan Preston.
I kept it real as a true professional myself.
There it is, man. It's a true professional, baby. Just keeping it real in there. All right, well, it sounds like he kept it real again on Alex Bregman. This Alex Bregman situation has continued to roll and roll and roll, Clint. And here is Dana Brown, the latest. He speaks to the media today. This is him talking about where they are on the Alex Bregman situation.
Well, I mean, ultimately, we're still having conversations about Bregman internally, and I could probably leave it at that.
That's what I said. They're no longer in talks with Bregman or Boris, but really just within themselves, just internally. And then, you know, he also spoke about him in the past tense, right? He said we moved on, and we lost Bregman, and we lost Tucker, but we gained Paredes and we gained Walker. Like talking about him like in a past tense, Clint. And it does, man. It gets the feel, and it seems like, it, at least from him, that they have moved on, and it's just conversation. It doesn't seem like Alex Bregman is coming. Every time he talks, I feel more and more the thought of Alex Bregman is not coming to the Astros, and it doesn't seem like they're in it.
Well, I don't know what people want to hear from Dana Brown, like what you expect to hear from Dana Brown. Like I think they've made the offer. They stood firm with the offer, and Bregman, if he wants to play games, if Boris wants to play games, I don't know why they need to continue to have a back and forth with Bregman. They know what the offer is, and Bregman doesn't want to take a yearly, you know, year to year average pay cut, and the offer is flat out, it is a pay cut on a year to year basis. And so if you want to entertain that and not necessarily entertain it, if you want to accept it, come on back. If not, we're not going to play ball and be this dog and pony show for you and Boris and to go out and try to get more from somebody else or try to get a longer contract from somebody else. It is what it is. And I just don't think that's going to change.
No.
And the Astros are clearly not interested in pursuing and chasing Alex Bregman, which, again, to your point, like
They've made the moves to not do it.
Right. I mean, you feel good about the moves that you made. Is it Bregman and Tucker? No, it's not. But you feel good about where you're at and the way you responded to both of those guys being gone. And to go pursue a guy that now found out the market isn't what he thought it was going to be for himself, I think would be silly. I mean, I love the kind of the stance of Hey man, we there's not a lot of talking for us to do. I mean, everybody involved knows the cards that are on the table, and we'll see where the cards fall.
And I got to give him credit, like because I think there's some times, and I've said this, and I wonder when you hear these reports of Breckman coming, like what's the plan here? It feels like Dana Brown has a plan and has stuck to that sucker.
Yep.
And now, hey, if you want to come back and we can maybe do something else, you know, but he's not about to, you know, break his back to try to figure this thing out, which I give him respect of. We've heard a lot of other stuff around. He hadn't moved off of it. Like, the way he's made it sound was like, as you said, ain't no talking to be done.
Yeah.
Like, this is what we did. We moved on. Hey, we've got something else. Now, I don't know if you love this part of it. Dana spoke about his second baseman, his Hall of Fame second baseman, potentially playing in left field. Mm. This is
are we still doing this?
This is Dana Brown talking about Jose Altuve and how he looked in left field.
Yeah, so I walked out one day. I saw him taking some fly balls, and beat me being a scout from coming out of a scouting background. I was like, look, this guy looks pretty good out there. And we all know he could run, and I just saw the fun and joy on his face like a little kid. You know, he was out there having some fun, so that's always a good thing.
The fun, and I walked out and saw him taking some.
Hey, but you hear Dana, though? Dana want to slide in his credentials real quick, real quick in that little.
The old scouted me.
The old scouted me, and that scouting eye your boy's got right here. I looked at him and said, damn, he looks pretty good out there now.
Joy, man. Altuve's running around out there in that open field. He's happier than I'll get out.
Now, Clint, the part, that's the part that makes me, that's weird to me is, like, I would have thought, like, the reason that Altuve would even consider, or they would even consider, hey, let's move to left field is completely due to, oh, Alex Bregman's here. Alex Bregman's here. We got to find space for this lineup. Now, he's talking in a way like, hey, man, shoot, we've moved on. Are we going to be seeing Altuve in left field regardless of if Alex Bregman is on the team or not? Like, or is that going to be another position we're going to start to see him in?
Well, I thought it was an Alex Bregman. Like, I thought it was a plan to allow Alex Bregman back in the building if those stars end up aligning. But shortly after this all surfaced, there was a report that the Astros were interested, I believe, in – is Jorge Posada, is that the right word? What was the guy's name?
No, Jorge Polanco.
Polanco, there you go. Wrong P, just didn't finish it right, boys. But there you go, another infielder. And that just leads you to believe that the plan is to – it's not Bregman-centric. It's any infielder, any bat, really. They want to give themselves some flexibility. If that bat comes around and it happens to be an infielder, then Altuve can fill the void in the outfield and continue to keep his bat in the lineup. So I would like to think it was Bregman-centric, but clearly it's not.
Clearly the way they're talking and putting him out there, whether Bregman is here or not, we're gonna see some Altuve in left field. I can't. Who needs to get on the field at second base?
I'll be honest with you. I want to see it.
You're intrigued to see it?
Absolutely. I will tune in and see it for damn sure. No question about it.
I don't know, man.
You know, he was out there having some fun.
Yeah, I know he's having some fun. Who else is having some fun out there? Who else can we throw out there? Let's see. Let's see what Yiner can do out there. He can have some fun out there. Go put him in center. This is wild. We'll see what happens there. But it looks like – at least coming from Dana Brown, the Bregman situation stands. I hope it just ends. I want some sort of closure to this, where he signs, whatever. This Bregman thing, I think Dana's over it too. Shoot, I'm tired of having to answer questions about this thing. So we'll see what happens there. And it looks like it is very, 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 very plausible that we'll see some Jose Altuve in the outfield.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.